ونستهديه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد تحدثنا فيما مضى عن الأسرة المسلمة وأهمية تربية الأبناء بالإسلام، وقف بنا الحديث عن الأسس التي يعنى بها الوالدين في تنشئة أبنائهم تنشئة إسلامية صحيحة. ونواصل اليوم الحديث عما سبق بذكر بعض الأمور التي ينبغي الحذر منها عند تربية الأبناء والعناية بهم. نعم.
بسم الله، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله، ما بعد. So our Sheikh حفظه الله تعالى أبو ياسر خالد الرداري, he started his speech by giving the salam to all the brothers and the sisters, and by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and testifying that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad is his servant and messenger. And then he said as to follow, indeed we have talked in a previous meeting on the family, the Muslim family, and the importance of giving a good education to the children, and the education that should be given to the children in Al-Islam. And he said, and we stopped on the point that talking about those fundamentals and those principles that parents should take in consideration and give a good importance and give importance in bringing a good and giving a good education to their children, so that this education and this upbringing should be correct and authentic. And he said, and today, inshallah ta'ala, we continue to that which we talked about the last time by pointing out some of the things that parents should be aware of and things that should be prevented while they are bringing up their children. Naam ya Shaykhana. نعم.
إن مسؤولية تربية الأولاد مسؤولية عظيمة، لكننا نرى اليوم ومع الأسف الشديد أن كثيرا من الناس قد فرط بها واستهان بأمرها ولم يرعها حق رعايتها، أضاعوا أولادهم وأهملوا تربيتهم ولا يسألون عنهم ولا يوجهونهم إلا من رحم الله.
So the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala continued by saying, verily, giving an education to the children and upbringing them and raising children is a great responsibility. Is a great responsibility. He said, but unfortunately, these days, we see that a lot of people, they ignore this, or they neglect this responsibility, and they take it lightly, and they become lackadaisical when it comes to raising their children and giving them the good education. And therefore, they don't fulfill the right that should be given to this tremendous and great responsibility. So therefore, you find out that the children being lost in this life, they don't ask where they are, what they do, where they come from, where they spend their time, nor that they direct them to the right things that will benefit them in this life, except from a few people that Allah's mercy is upon them. نعم يا شيخنا.
رأوا منهم تمردا أو انحرافا بدأوا يتذمرون يشكون من ذلك، فعلموا أنهم هم السبب الأول في ذلك التمرد والانحراف. في تربية الأولاد يأخذ صورا شتى ومظاهر عديدة، هذه المظاهر والصور تتسبب انحراف الأولاد وتمردهم. من ذلك ما يأتي بيانه
So the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he said, that's why these days we see that a good number of children, they go against their parents, they are disobedient to them, and they are following a path that is not the right path and the correct path that the children should follow in Islam. And he said that the parents, they be held accountable, and they are the first and the prime responsible people behind the corruption of their children. And he said, and this corruption take many forms. From those forms is that we're going to speak about, that is the main cause of the corruption of the children and going against their own parents, such, Naam, Ya Shaykh. Naam.
من الصور السيئة في تربية الأبناء ومن صور التقصير في تربيتهم أيضا كثيرا من الآباء يلون العناية في عقيدة أبنائهم وفي معرفة أدائهم مدى التزامهم بأداء الصلوات والعبادات وكذلك متابعتهم متابعة تدل على حرص الآباء على تنشئة هؤلاء الأبناء تنشئة صالحة. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أمر بالعناية بشأن عبادة الأبناء وتفقدهم وتفقد حالهم في هذه العبادات. فأخرج أبو داود في سننه من حديث عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص رضي الله عنهما أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: مروا أولادكم بالصلاة وهم أبناء سبع، يعني سبع سنين، واضربوهم عليها هم أبناء عشر، فرقوا بينهم
شيخنا.
تفضل. نعم.
لا لقد انقطع الخط يعني، لكن الحمد لله لازلت معنا. So the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى, he said, and from the forms that took place, those bad ways that bring the children to be disobedient and to be corrupt, is that many of the parents, amongst the parents, they don't take care of the aqidah of their children. And they give up checking out their children and their ibadat, their acts of worship. And they don't spend time to make sure to check their children if they make the salah or those acts of worship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala command us with. Do they understand these issues of aqidah the way that these children should be practicing these acts of worship? And he said, so these are things that have an impact and bad impact on the education of the children. He said, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he took care of this side, and he commanded us, especially the parents, to take good care of their children and to direct them to the correct path and to check after them when they command them to do something and teach them to do any acts of worship, to check behind them to see if they are doing it in a good way. From that, the hadith that is collected by Imam Abu Dawud in his Sunan, from the narration of Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, order your children to pray and to establish the salat when they reach the age of 7, and bid them if they don't pray when they reach the age of 10, and separate between them in the bed. Naam, Ya Shaykh.
فدل هذا الحديث دلالة واضحة على أهمية أن يعتني الوالدين بأبنائهم من حيث عبادتهم وعقيدتهم وتفقد أحوالهم في هذه الأمور التي ينبغي أن ينشأ عليها منذ نعومة أطفالهم.
So the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala continued by saying that this hadith is a clear proof to the importance that the parents should take in consideration in checking out their children, making sure that they are in a correct aqidah, making sure they fulfill the acts of worship in the correct way. And this is by teaching them and by checking how they apply those teachings. And this is in all times, not just some time. They have to be considerate and they have to be concerned in checking out their children all the time. Especially in this issue that they are the main issues of this deen of Islam. The aqidah and the salat and all the acts of worship. And they have to do this when from an early age. When the children from their early age, the parents, they should check on their children and not wait until it's too late. Na'am, Yashir.
ذلك من المظاهر السيئة التي وقع فيها بعض الآباء في تربيتهم لأبنائهم أنهم يربونهم على سفاسف الأمور وسيء العبارات ومرذول الأخلاق تقليد الكفار وتعويد البنات على لبس القصير من الثياب ومن ذلك تعويدهم على إطلاق العبارات النابية والكلمات الفاحشة وذلك من خلال كثرة ترديد الوالدين لتلك العبارات أو من خلال نبذ الأولاد بالألقاب عند مناداتهم مما يجعل الأولاد يألفون هذه العبارات ولا يراعون آداب الكلام.
The Sheikh said also from the bad ways that some of the parents they fall into in trying to give education to their children, that they teach them some of the bad wordings and expressions, foul language, by them, the parents, using it in front of the children. And also some of the parents, wal-iyadu billah, they even went to teach their children some of the ways of the kuffar, some of the ways that they resemble the kuffar in them, such as, for example, he said, he gave an example, they make them dress or wear some of the clothing that is tight and short. And he said, no doubt this is a tashbih with the kuffar. This is resemblance to the kuffar. And also he said from these ways also that the parents, they talk between them or they use wordings and expressions that are despicable and they are not to be said, and especially in front of the children because they pick up everything. He said, not only that, but some of the parents, they give nicknames to their children, bad nicknames. They are not from this aqidah of Islam. Therefore, the children, they pick up these bad habits in clothing and in expressions and in sayings, and later on, they start using them. Na'am, ya Shaykh.
ومن المظاهر السيئة أيضاً تربية الآباء لأبنائهم على الميوعة والفوضى وتعويدهم على الترف والنعيم والبذخ فينشأ الولد مطرفا منعما همه خاصة نفسه فحسب فلا يهتم بالآخرين ولا يسأل عن إخوانه المسلمين لا يشاركهم أفراحهم ولا يشاطرهم أتراحهم فتربية الأولاد على هذا النحو مما يفسد الفطرة ويقتل الاستقامة
So the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala continue by saying, and also those from the criterions and from the bad impact and the influence of some parents' habits and ways that they follow in giving education to their children, that they raise up their children upon disorder, no organization. They don't teach them upon that which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said for us. And also some of the parents, they spoil their children. They give him whatever they want. They let him do whatever they want. So the child, he grow up thinking that he can have whatever he want. Unconcerned whatsoever about the other children. All what he wants or all what matters to him, his ego. That which benefit him, he will never be concerned about if other children are happy around him or if they are sad. If they are happy, he won't even take a part of that. If they are sad, he won't try to find out why they are sad. And he will all, the only thing that matters to him is his himself. He says, so therefore, ya ikhwan, this is something will raise these children upon ego. And they don't know the muru'ah. They don't know how to be a real man and live the manhood according to the description of al-Islam. Naam. Naam, ya Sheikh.
كذلك من صور التربية أو التقصير في التربية في الأبناء والقسوة عليهم أكثر من اللازم، إما بضربهم ضربا مبرحا فأخطأوا ولو للمرة الأولى، أو بكثرة تقريعهم وتأنيبهم عند كل صغيرة وكبيرة، أو غير ذلك من ألوان الشدة والقسوة. فلا ريب أن هذا يجعل ابن ينفر من والديه، وكذلك يصبح الابن يكن الضغينة والحقد والعداوة لوالديه بسبب قسوتهم عليه.
So the Shaykh Habidah Allah Ta'ala continue by saying, also from the things that is behind or is the cause that the children are not given a good education or they are not acting according to the teaching of Al-Islam, the harshness of certain parents. Certain parents are harsh and severe upon their children. He says, for example, you find some parents that they beat up their children at the first mistake that took place from them. You find a child, he make a mistake the first time, and instead that the parents teach him that this is wrong and teach him the right thing to do, they beat him up. And he continue. This saga continue. And also you find certain parents, he said the Sheikh another example, that certain parents, they be harsh and hard on their children every time they make a mistake. Every time they have to be harsh upon them. And they forget that these are children, they're going to make mistakes. And they are in a stage of learning. So they should be nice to them and teach them. He said, and this is something that may make that child hate his parents. He may hate his parents, whether it be the mother or the father. And he raised up the child on being harsh himself. And in being hard, by having his heart to be harsh and hardened, because his parents, they've been harsh and hard on him. نعم شيخنا.
وقد أخرج الإمام البخاري ومسلم في صحيحيهما عن عائشة رضي الله عنها قالت قدم أناس من الأعراب على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قالوا أتقبلون صبيانكم؟ فقال نعم. قالوا لكننا والله ما نقبل. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أو أملك إن كان الله نزع من قلوبكم الرحمة. وأخرج في الصحيحين أيضا عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قبل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الحسن بن علي رضي الله عنهما فقال الأقرع بن حابس إن لي عشرة من الولد ما قبلت منهم أحدا. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من لا يرحم لا يرحم. وروى ابن عساكر عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال كان صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم الناس في الصبيان والعيال. نعم.
So the Sheikh continued, he said, and from that which has been collected by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim in their respective authentic books, from the narration of Aisha radiallahu anha, that she said, that a group of the people of the Bedouin, they came to ask the people, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then they said, "We were informed that you kiss your children." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yes, we do. We kiss our children." They said, "By Allah, we don't kiss them. We don't kiss them." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "I got nothing for you. What I can do for you, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has took away the rahmah and the mercy from your hearts." And also from a hadith of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, in that which collected by in Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he kissed al-Hasan ibn Ali. He kissed al-Hasan ibn Ali radiallahu anhuma. And a man said, Do you kiss the children? By Allah, I have 10 of them. I never kissed none of them, period. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said to him, "Who does not have mercy upon others, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not have mercy upon him." And also in another authentic hadith, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يا شيخنا الحديث الأخير
كان صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم الناس بالصبيان والعيال.
أي بارك الله فيك. That the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he was the most merciful amongst all the people to children and to women.
نعم يا شيخ.
أتى بالأطفال والشفقة عليهم صفة من صفات النبوة المحمدية، وهي طريق لدخول الجنة والفوز برضوان الله تعالى. في صحيح البخاري عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال: جاءت امرأة إلى عائشة رضي الله عنها فأعطتها 3 تمرات، فأعطت كل صبي لها تمرة، فأمسكت لنفسها تمرة، فأكل الصبيان التمرتين، فنظر إلى أمهما، فعمدت الأم إلى التمرة فشقتها، فأعطت كل صبي نصف تمرة، فجاء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم، فأخبرته عائشة، فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: وما يعجبك من ذلك؟ لقد رحمها الله برحمتها صبييها، وما يعجبك من ذلك؟ لقد رحمها الله
So the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala continues saying that having mercy towards the children and be kind and merciful to them, it is from the characteristics of the prophethood. And also it is one of the ways that earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and earn the Jannah. He said that which is collected by Imam al-Bukhari, that a woman came to Aisha radiallahu anha, and she has 2 children with her and 3 dates. And she gave their children a date and she kept one for her. So there was two child that there is only 1 date and 2 child. So the mother took that date and spread it on half and gave half to each one of them. So Aisha radiallahu anha, she informed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam about that which took place. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was pleased with that which the mother did. And he said that she did it out of mercy upon the children. And he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy upon her. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy upon her and make her to be from those that they're going to earn the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by her having mercy upon those 2 children.
Na'am, ya Shaykh.
Sorry, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bil atfal ma akhrajahu al-Bukhari an Anas radiyallahu anhu qala alayhi salatu wa salam inni la adkhulu fi salah qala uridu an utilaha fa asma'u buka'a sabiyyin فأتجوز في صلاتي، يعني أخفف، فأتجوز في صلاتي لما أعلم من وجد أمه من بكائه.
So the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى, he said, and from the things that shows the mercy of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم with the children and towards children,
That which is collected by Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala from Anas radiallahu anhu, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily, when I go to perform the salah, min salatul jama'ah, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes he have the intention to make the salat long, but while performing the salah, he will hear the crying of a baby or a child, and then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shortened the salah. Shorten the salah are a mercy for the woman, because the woman, when she hear her child crying, she gonna be concerned. So he said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his mercy, he shortened the salah, even though he has intention to make it long, so to give the mother a time to take care of her child.
Naam ya Shaykhana.
Wal amthilatu في سنة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كثيرة، وكل هذه الأحاديث تدل دلالة واضحة على أنه ينبغي على الآباء أن يشفقوا على أبنائهم ويشعروهم بالحنان والشفقة والعطف عليهم والرحمة بهم، وأن يبتعدوا عن القسوة التي لا داعي لها والتي تزيد عن حدها والتي لها من الآثار ومن العواقب الشيء الوخيم.
So the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala continue by saying, and the examples from the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in this regard are many. And all these ahadith that we presented to you, they are a clear proof that it is a must and incumbent upon the parents to show mercy and kindness and to be kind to their children and to display kindness and mercy towards them. And they should not take from the hardship or from the harshness and a way or a good example to uprise or to educate their children, especially the harshness that is not necessary in bringing up children, because being harsh all the time upon those young children, it may bring about evil consequences.
Naam ya Shaykhana.
ومن الصورة ومن الصور السيئة التي ينبغي على الوالدين أن يبتعد عنها في تربيتهم لأبنائهم أن يبتعدوا عن التناقض، كأن يأمر الوالد أولاده بالصدق وهو يكذب، ويأمرهم بالوفاء بالوعد وهو يخلف الوعد، ويأمرهم بالبر والصلة وهو عاق قاطع، أو ينهاهم عن شرب الدخان وهو يشرب، وهكذا. وليس معنى ذلك أن يترك الوالد نصح أولاده إذا كان مقصرا أو مفرطا في بعض الأمور، بل ينبغي أن ينصح لهم ولو لم يكن عاملا بما يقول. وإنما المقصود بيان أن التناقض بين القول والفعل يفقد النصائح أثرها وقيمتها. نعم.
بدأ الله تعالى continue by saying evil ways that prevent the children to have a good education is that which some parents have. For example, they contradict themselves. He said some parents contradict themselves. For example, he said they command their children to be truthful and to say the truth while they lie all time. While the parents, they lie all time. Or for example, you find some of the children, the parents, they want their children to be nice and kind while themselves they are harsh to others. And they are not kind toward others. Or for example, you find the parents that they teach in their children and they want them to keep the relationship between the family members. And while them, they never visit nobody. Or also you find the parents that they teach their children, don't smoke. Don't ever get close to cigarettes. While the parents themselves, they smoke. And he said, no doubt this is a contradiction. And the children, no doubt, they're gonna see and feel this contradiction. And but he said a very important point. That does not mean that the parents who are contradicting that which they're saying, they should not give advice, or they should not teach their children that which is correct. He said, this is not what we're talking about. Even though if a parent struggling with a bad habit, but he should teach his child the correct way and explain to him that he's struggling with it, knowing and teaching him that this is not the right thing to do. So he can be aware of that and follow the right path and not to fall into the contradiction of their parents.
Na'am, ya Shaykhana.
Na'am. ومن الأمور التي ينبغي للوالدين أن يحرص عليها حرصا شديدا أن يعودوا أبناءهم على غض البصر وكذلك أيضا حفظ العورات وكذلك أيضا ينبغي أيضا للوالدين وهي صورة منتشرة عند كثير من الآباء يكثرون من المشاكل فيما بينهم وهذا العمل له دوره السيء على الأولاد فماذا تتوقع من ولد يرى والده وهو يضرب والدته فيغلظ عليها بالقول ويسخر منها وما موقفه إذا رأى أمه تسيء معاملة والده يسخر منه فلا شك أن نوازع الشر ستتحرك في نفسه فتزول الرحمة من قلبه وينزع إلى الشر والعدوان والعياذ بالله نعم.
So the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala said, and from the things that the parents should take in consideration and be aware of and to practice while giving education to their children is that they have to make it a habit to admonish their children to lower their gaze. Even though they are in a young age, they have to constantly remind them to lower their gazes and to safeguard and protect their awrat. He said, this is something that is very important. How? Because their children, they're going to grow up on this. And also he said, one of the things that the parents should prevent and should not do in front of their children, they should not argue. If they have, for example, the husband and the wife, which they are the father and the mother of those children, if they have any disputes or any problems, they should not engage in conversation or in disputes or argumentation in front of the children. And he said that which is very sad, unfortunately these days, you find the father beating up the mother in front of the children. Or you find him calling her all names in front of the children. Or in the other hand, you find the mother also, she's arguing and talking back to the husband, which is the father of the children. And he said, no doubt this is something that bring about corruption to the hearts of these children. And this is bring about that the children, they're going to take a side to even to the mother or to the father and bring out about enmity and hatred to one of them eventually. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ
نَعَمْ يَا شَيْخَنَا
في تربية الأبناء شدة التقدير عليه فخذ الشديد عليه فبعض الآباء يقدر على أولاده أكثر من اللازم مما يجعلهم يشعرون بالنقص ويحسون بالحاجة وربما قادهم ذلك إلى البحث عن المال بطريقة أو بأخرى إما بالسرقة أو بسؤال الناس أو بالارتماء في أحضان رفقة السوء وأهل الإجرام نعم.
And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he said also from the main reasons that bring about a corruption of the children is you find some parents, they are bukhala, they are stingy. And they don't spend on their children. They go to the extreme, baby and stingy. And you will find that the children, they are deprived of many things that are essential to their life and to their growth. That which is make those children go to do something themselves. They are very young, but they want to take care of themselves by themselves. By stealing, for example, to eat. Or by stealing things that they see other children have. And no doubt, this will bring these children education to be corrupt and to be deviated from the correct education.
نعم يا شيخنا.
من الصور السيئة في التقصير في تربية الأبناء مكث الوالد طويلا خارج المنزل. فبعض الآباء تهمل منزله ويمكث طويلا خارجه مما يعرض الأولاد للفتن والمصائب والضياع والانحراف. ومن مظاهر هذا الصنيع الاشتغال عن الأولاد بالبيع والشراء والتجارة. فلو عوتب الأب على ذلك لقال إنما أعمل لأجلهم. هذه المظاهر أيضا السفر الطويل خارج البلد للعمل أو النزع. من هذه المظاهر العكوف والساعات الطوال مع الأصحاب والأصدقاء. وكذلك أيضا من هذه المظاهر إهمال البيت الأول إذا بنى الأب زوجة جديدة وسكن معها في مسكن جديد. فكم من الناس من يهمل بيته الأول إذا بنى بزوجته بزوجة جديدة أولاد. فيحصل من هذا تشرد للأبناء بسبب انشغال والدهم وبعده عنهم. وكذلك من بسبب مكث الأب الطويل خارج المنزل يحصل كثرة خروج الأم من المنزل إما للأسواق أو للزيارات. ولا ريب أن مثل هذه الأمور يحصل بها إهمال للأولاد وتعريض لهم للفتنة. وكم في هذا الصنيع من حرمان لهم من الشفقة والرعاية والعناية بهم. نعم.
So the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى continue by saying, and also from the ways or the reasons behind the children not having a good education, or actually they be corrupt, is that you find that the father spends a lot of time outside the house. He spends most of his time outside, whether by being busy with his trades and business, or his jobs, or working a lot of overtime, or some of the people, they travel all the time for a long period of the times. And he said, no doubt, this is will have a bad impact upon the children, because they don't spend a time with the parents, with the father, who one of his duties and responsibilities is to teach the children. But if he's not around, how he's going to teach them? And also he said, some of the fathers, they spend a lot of time with their friends outside the house. They spend a lot of times with their friends outside the house, which bring about negligence to the house, for example, first of all. And who will suffer? The children, of course. And he said, especially one of the things that we know is some of the husbands, when he marry another woman, he neglects the first wife. When he has now another house, he has another wife, he neglects the first wife and the first children. And he said, by spending a lot of time with the first, with the new wife. And he said, this is not just. This is bring about corruption to the children. Why? Because their father is away from them and he doesn't spend time with them. And also he said, one of the evil consequences of this, meaning the husband spending a lot of time outside the house, is that now the mother, she will go out the house also. Because now she has to do things that the father should do. For example, she's the one now that finds herself, she has to go shopping. She has to go and take care of the things that the husband take care of. But since he's not around, she has to go. And now she's going to leave the kids alone. And this is will put a big fitna and a trial upon the children. And upon their education. because they've been left alone. And the children that they left alone, they don't have the means and the tools to take care of themselves by themselves. So therefore he said we should be aware of the evil and the bad consequences of such things.
نعم يا شيخنا.
ومن الصور السيئة في التقصير في العناية بالأبناء كثرة الأولاد وقلة تشجيعهم وكثرة اللوم والعتاب لهم. ومن مظاهر ذلك إسكاتهم إذا تكلموا والسخرية بهم وبحديثهم مما يجعل الولد عديم الثقة بنفسه قليل الجرأة في الكلام والتعبير عن رأيه. ومن مظاهر أيضا هذا الأمر التشنيع عليهم إذا أخطأوا، لمزهم إذا أخطأوا في موقف أو تعثروا في مناسبة مما يولد لديهم الخجل والهزيمة ويشعر الوالد بالعجب والكبرياء لذلك الحاجز النفسي بين الطرفين لا يمكن بعده للوالد أن يؤثر في أولاده. ومن مظاهر هذا الأمر ازدراؤهم إذا استقاموا وهذا شد الاحتقار وأعظم صوره فبعض الآباء يحتقر أبناءه إذا رأى منهم تقى وصلاحا واستقامة وهداية والعياذ بالله مما يجعلهم يضلون كن بعد ذلك عالة عليه وسببا لجر البلايا إليه. وقد ثبت صحيح أنس رضي الله عنه أنه خدم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 10 سنين متوالية ويصف لنا تربية الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم له قال كان يقول لشيء ما كان يقول لي لشيء فعلته لما فعلته ولا لشيء لم أفعله لما لم تفعله. فأخرج الإمام أحمد عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال خدمت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 10 سنين فما أمرني بأمر فتوانيت عنه أو ضيعته فلامني فإن لامني أحد من أهل بيته إلا قال دعوه فلو قدر أو قال لو قضى أن يكون كان.
So the Shaykh Habidahullah Ta'ala, he said, and also from the bad ways that the parents fell into in trying to give education to their children, is that some of the parents, whenever their children, for example, they want to speak, they make them be silent. They don't give them no chance to speak or to have a conversation with them. Whenever a child wants to speak or wants to say something, you say, be quiet. You're just a child. You got no room in this conversation. He said, no doubt this will bring about the child that, for example, that he may think and interpret that statement or the action of the parents in a bad way. That the parents, they don't like him, they don't love him. So therefore he will never tell them about anything, even if there are certain things that are bad may happen to him, because he remembered that the last time he wants to say something, he's about to say something, they told him to be quiet and not to say nothing. And also he said from the bad things and the bad behavior that took place from the parents is that they be harsh upon their children regarding when one of the children make a mistake. This, for example, the child wants to do something and he make a mistake and he didn't do it the right way. Instead to correct them and say, MashaAllah, this happened to everybody. Don't worry about it. Everybody make a mistake, but just try, inshaAllah ta'ala, the next time to be more careful. Now, they be harsh on them. And they make them responsible behind that things that happen. He said, no doubt this will make the children lose confidence in themselves. And also he said, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, and this what we're going to say, is one of the most heinous and most despicable of all the things that the parent may say or may act in regard to the children, is by ridiculing them. By ridiculing them, looking down upon them, talking down about them, giving them bad names and nicknames. And he said, and he became worse from some part
of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how he was with others. He said, from that which is narrated to us by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu in the authentic hadith, he said, I served the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam 10 years. 10 years. And he never said to me, why didn't you do this for something I didn't do? Nor he said to me, why did you do such thing for something that I have done? And also from that which collected by Imam Ahmed, that Anas radiallahu anhu said that I served the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 years. He never talked bad about me. Or I never see from him a bad and an evil behavior for anything that I didn't do. Rather, he was merciful to Anas radiallahu anhu. So the Shaykh Hafidahullah ta'ala, he said, we should learn from these examples in trying to give a good education to our children. Na'am ya Shaykhana.
الحاصل أن صور التقصير كثيرة، ولعلنا في هذه المحاضرة ذكرنا طرفا مهما منها، وسنكمل الحديث إن شاء الله في محاضرة قادمة مع شيء من البيان لما تحتاجه الأسرة المسلمة في عنايتها بأبنائها، أعلى في هذا القدر كفاية، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
جزا الله شيخنا أبا ياسر حفظه الله تعالى خيرا على ما قدم، ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يتقبل منكم يا شيخنا هذه الكلمات الطيبة، وأن يدعها في ميزان حسناتكم يوم القيامة، آمين. ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يحفظكم ويحفظ أهلكم وأبناءكم، ويديم نعمة الإسلام والتشبت بالسنة عليكم، وأن يختم لنا ولكم بأحسن الأعمال وأفضلها عند الله سبحانه وتعالى. يا شيخنا، كما قلتم أخبرتموني أنكم يعني مشغولون جدا، فإن شاء الله تعالى نشكركم جزيلا ولا نطيل عليكم ولا نشغلكم بالأسئلة إن شاء الله، ونتركها للأسبوع للمقابلة القادمة إن شاء الله.
إن شاء الله، وأنا أعتذر مقدما، ووددت أن نبقى أكثر وقتا أكثر، لكن نظرا للانشغال، وأرجو أن تقبلوا عذري. بارك الله فيكم.
مقبول يا شيخ، حفظكم الله، أحسن الله إليكم وبارك الله فيكم.
حياكم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
عليك السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. So this, he said in conclusion that the parents, ya ikhwan, they are very negligent. A lot of the parents are negligent when it comes to giving education to their children. And he said, Walhamdulillah ta'ala,
longer on the line.
That the Shaykh Hafidahullah ta'ala, he said, we covered a lot of good points in this speech, in this lecture. Inshallah ta'ala, we continue in the next one by talking about some of the things that will help some of the parents in not only to stay away from these bad things, but also in giving a good and a correct education to their children. And then I apologize to the Shaykh Hafidahullah ta'ala, and I thanked him for sharing with us some of his time, especially that I spoke with the Shaykh before this. And the Shaykh Hafidahullah ta'ala, he informed me that they are very busy, because this week is the week of the tests in the University of Al-Madina, the finals, they have the finals, they are very busy. But he said, since walhamdulillah ta'ala, he will find some time to share with us. And this shows the sacrifice that the people of knowledge, ya ikhwan, they go through. They are very busy, wallahi, we witnessed that when we went there and we see them. They are very busy, but if they find a half an hour or an hour to talk to us, this shows the importance of the da'wah to al-Islam. And the Shaykh Hafidahullah ta'ala, he wants me to relay his apologies to all the brothers. not be able to accept questions. Inshallah ta'ala, we leave them for the next meeting. هذا والله أعلى وأعلم. And we thanks all the brothers and the sisters that come together to benefit from our Shaykh Abu Yasir, Khalid al-Raddadi, حفظه الله تعالى. We thank all the brothers and the sisters through the United States of America that they are with us today. جزاكم الله خيرا. هذا والله أعلى وأعلم. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and how he was with others. He said, from that which is narrated to us by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu in the authentic hadith, he said, I served the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam 10 years. 10 years. And he never said to me, why didn't you do this for something I didn't do? Nor he said to me, why did you do such thing for something that I have done? And also from that which collected by Imam Ahmed, that Anas radiallahu anhu said that I served the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 years. He never talked bad about me. On him, I never see from him a bad and an evil behavior for anything that I didn't do. Rather, he was merciful to Anas radiallahu anhu. So the Shaykh hafidahullah ta'ala, he said, we should learn from these examples in trying to give a good education to our children. Naam ya Shaykhana.
الحاصل أن صور التكفير كثيرة، ولعلنا في هذه المحاضرة ذكرنا طرفا مهما منها، وسنكمل الحديث إن شاء الله في محاضرة قادمة مع شيء من البيان لما تحتاجه الأسرة المسلمة في عنايتها بأبنائها، لعل في هذا القدر كفاية. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
جزا الله شيخنا أبا ياسر حفظه الله تعالى خيرا على ما قدم، ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يتقبل منكم يا شيخنا هذه الكلمات الطيبة وأن يدعها في ميزان حسناتكم يوم القيامة، آمين. ونسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يحفظكم ويحفظ أهلكم وأبناءكم، ويديم نعمة الإسلام والتشبث بالسنة عليكم، وأن يختم لنا ولكم بأحسن الأعمال وأفضلها عند الله سبحانه وتعالى. يا شيخنا، كما قلتم أخبرتموني أنكم يعني مشغولون جدا، فإن شاء الله تعالى نشكركم جزيلا ولا نطيل عليكم ولا نشغلكم بالأسئلة إن شاء الله، ونتركها للأسبوع للمقابلة القادمة إن شاء الله.
إن شاء الله. وأنا أعتذر مقدما، ووددت أن نبقى أكثر وقتا أكثر، لكن نظرا للانشغال وأرجو أن تقبلوا عذري. بارك الله فيكم.
مقبول يا شيخ، حفظكم الله، أحسن الله إليكم وبارك الله فيكم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
عليك السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. So this, he said in conclusion that the parents, ya ikhwan, they are very negligent. A lot of the parents are negligent when it comes to giving education to their children. And he said, walhamdulillahi ta'ala,
longer on the line.
That the Shaykh hafidahullah ta'ala, he said, we covered a lot of good points in this speech, in this lecture. Inshallah ta'ala, we continue in the next one by talking about some of the things that will help some of the parents in not only to stay away from these bad things, but also in giving a good and a correct education to their children. And then I apologize to the Shaykh hafidahullah ta'ala, and I thanked him for sharing with us some of his time, especially that I spoke with the Shaykh before this. And the Shaykh hafidahullah ta'ala, he informed me that they are very busy, because this week is the week of the tests in the University of Al-Madinah, the finals. They have the finals, they are very busy. But he said, since, walhamdulillah ta'ala, he will find some time to share with us. And this shows the sacrifice that the people of knowledge, Ya Ikhwan, they go through. They are very busy, wallahi, we witnessed that when we went there and we see them. They are very busy, but if they find a half an hour or an hour to talk to us, this is shows the importance of the da'wah to al-Islam. And the Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala, he wants me to relay his apologies to all the brothers, not being able to accept questions. Inshallah Ta'ala, we leave him for the next meeting. هذا والله أعلى وأعلم. And we thanks all the brothers and the sisters that come together to benefit from our Shaykh Abu Yasir, Khalid al-Raddadi, Hafidhahullah Ta'ala. We thank all the brothers and the sisters through the United States of America that they are with us today. جزاكم الله خيرا. هذا والله أعلى وأعلم. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.